The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Ladies and gents, it's Chuck on the mic. A wild card crazy like a disco night. Hair like a tornado, shirt button wrong. Always late but never misses a song. And here's Billy the man with no plan. Spills his coffee more times than I can stand. Glasses thicker than his mama's stew. Cracks jokes so stale they feel brand new. Chuck and Billy, they're quite the spree. Your cup of tea, we swear, but you'll tune in cause you just don't care. Ladies and gents, it's Chuck on the mic. A wild card crazy like a disco night. Hair like a tornado, shirt button wrong. Always late but never misses a song. Here's Billy the man. And here's Billy the man. Here's Billy the man with no plan. Spills his coffee more times than I can stand. Glasses thicker than his mama's stew. Cracks jokes so stale they feel brand new. Chuck and Billy, they're quite the spree. Laugh so hard you might just pee. It's not your cup of tea, we swear, but you'll tune in cause you just don't care.
What is going on?
What is up?
What's up? We're on, you know, we're on WTBR, Pittsfield yeah, Community that's right. Radio.
89.7 WTBR FM and 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
And WTBR.
In Pittsfield.
Pittsfield Radio.
Radio?
Radio.
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 So how are you doing?
I'm doing fantastical.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
You're positive.
I'm positive.
Okay.
I mean, if you're supposed to be fantastical, even if that's a, I don't even know if that's a word. Is that a word?
Fantastic. It is today.
Yes.
It could be your word.
So you were talking to me today earlier about doing something for the show, which I had the same idea, but it was a little different.
Yeah. Yeah, no, totally.
So we're going to do these things where we're going to watch movies and we're going to review them on the show. We're not going to do them like, every day, but we're going to do them like once in a blue moon.
Yeah, like new movies.
Yeah, new movies. Like what's ones we should do? We should do like Wicked.
Yeah. Well, you watched Wicked.
I
gotta
watched Wicked,
it.
Yeah.
And then we can review it. But it's not going to be like a typical review.
It's yeah, not
gonna
this be is your, nothing typical here.
It's not going to be like Siskel and Ebert or whoever it is now. Who is it now?
I don't even know who it is anymore.
It's not going to be like
Gene Shalit.
So I watched. So we watched Wicked, and this movie gives we give this movie a no. We're not going to do that.
We can. Yeah, we're not going to go. Well, they watched Wicked. And I'm going to give it 4 stars. No. Yeah. 3 thumbs up.
Three. I give it 3 thumbs.
Yeah, it would be funny because then you got to do like 3 thumbs up plus 1 missing. Plus a nub.
What does that equal?
Crazy. 3.5.
It equals crazy.
That would be funny.
It would be funny. So, be yeah, great. we're going to do that.
So you wanted to talk about this dog.
I did, yeah. Give me 1 second.
Yeah, no problem.
So, yeah, ahead. No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, well, so... Today I saw an article about this dog, Macy.
Yep.
And she's a comfort dog in Lee Middle and High School.
Oh, that's cool.
In Lee, Mass. And she was donated to the schools in 2022 by a local breeder and who promised that all the expenses, including the training and medical care, would be paid for through the Breeders' Comfort Dog Program, but unfortunately, circumstances outside of the district's control caused the breeder to back out of the arrangement, and the district was left with no funding for the dogs. So Macy is one of three comfort dogs that were donated, and she was integrated into the school over the last two and a half years and is loved by all the students and all of the staff and by many other people. The decision was made to keep her as the school comfort dog, and her expenses have been paid for through fundraising donations and her handler. Oh. But something has happened to Macy. She was recently diagnosed with bilateral cranial cruciate ligament rupture, which is a lot
Say
of
that three times fast.
It's a lot of big words, but it is not a very good thing for Macy, and
no,
she requires two surgeries in order to fix her bones and ligaments. Without the surgeries, she may be required to be euthanized, and we don't want that.
No, we don't want any of that.
No. They have a goal for fundraising. It's $20,000. They're on GoFundMe.
Yep.
And I posted the GoFundMe on our Facebook page, Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Okay.
So if anybody would like to donate
or
to this cause
it.
Or share it,
yep.
Then head over to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on Facebook and check it out.
Yeah.
Little bit about Macy. She loves her people, her treats, car rides. Also going to, so she's trying to eat the cars that drive past her like she's Pac-Man. Running with her canine friends, swimming and more swimming, paddleboard rides, cuddling, and long naps, burying her head in her human's lap and getting ear rubs, giving kisses and high fives, making her rounds at school to her favorite humans for her morning treats,
That's fine.
Visiting with her favorite students who come to say hello and give her belly rubs, running around in the school courtyard with her brother Ollie, and stealing bones and treats from her sister Sky when home. So she is a fantastical dog, and she really needs to have these surgeries. So you can head over to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on Facebook and share or donate to the GoFundMe. But I needed to get that out there.
Yeah.
I needed to get that out there for people.
I do want to say one thing, though. I want to send some prayers to everybody in California going through all the wildfires. A lot of homes have lost. A lot of people have died. Just want to send some prayers out to the families and everyone going through this entire tragedy.
I second that.
Yes.
but really, there's been a lot of homes destroyed. There's been a lot of acreage destroyed. There's a lot of displaced animals.
Yep.
There's a lot of destruction.
It's bad. But on a good note, fantastical is the word of the day.
That's right.
La, la, la.
What's our secret word for today, Gonky?
What's our secret word for the day? It's fantastical.
That was pretty good.
That's bad. I don't believe I just did that.
I believe it.
Rest in peace, Pee-wee.
Pee-wee Herman, y'all.
Yeah, the Herman man.
Yeah.
Paging Mr. Herman.
He's a legend, dude. Mm-hmm. He's a legend. Just like Ernest.
Ernest, yeah, I remember that guy.
Ernest, yeah. Ernest saves Chris. Ernest saves what? Christmas? No, Ernest saves
something. He always saved something.
Yeah, he did. Ernest goes to jail.
Yeah,
I think that one was my favorite one.
I don't know. I've watched one Ernest movie my entire life, and I just don't know what it was. I just couldn't watch it. I didn't say I didn't like the guy. I think he's funny, but I don't know what it was. I never watched any more than that.
Ernest saves Halloween.
It's almost. I mean, it's almost as bad as Hubie Halloween with Adam Sandler. That was terrible.
No, Ernest Saves Halloween was way better.
Oh yeah,
way
I'm just
better.
Saying that was just terrible.
Hubie.
Sorry, Adam, I like you, but mm-mm.
I don't think that was one of his greatest movies.
Oh, it was horrible.
I don't think it made
so
a lot
bad.
Of...
I watched the whole thing, and I was like, why am I watching this? See, there's a movie review.
Yeah, why am I watching this? But you can't help but to keep watching.
You're just like, something's got to happen.
It's gonna.
That wasn't funny.
I mean, and his movies are hit or miss with me. I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
Most of them are great, but there's a few that aren't.
The best ones were Grown Ups, no matter what.
That was good.
Those were the best.
That was good.
Those were the best ones.
But I really loved, I did really love his connection he had with Drew Barrymore in Blended and 50 First Dates.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those were really great movies.
Blended was good. I like when she drank the onion soup and then spit it out. So, you drink just, my beer?
They just have a really great chemistry, I think, and it worked well together.
They do.
But Grown Ups was funny.
It was. It was both great. Of them. They were great. Good movies.
Do you think they're going to come out with another one?
Well, last I heard, he's coming out with Happy Gilmore 2. I don't think they should even make it 2. God, I think you should just leave it alone.
Leave it.
Happy Gilmore was awesome.
I wasn't into it.
I loved that movie.
I mean, it's okay. It was funny the first time around, but I can't watch it.
I didn't watch it like more than twice. I mean, it's a good movie, but.
See, I can rate a movie by how many times I can watch it.
Yeah, that's what I can do. I can watch Halloween all day long.
Well, yeah, that's a classic. You know, you can't get away from it.
Five thumbs up. I'm not missing
a machete.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that one 4 machetes.
Yeah, imagine having Siskel and Ebert. Well, one of them passed away, didn't they?
Yeah, I can't remember. Well, wasn't it two other punks that were doing... Punks. It was like Siskel and Ebert, but then there was like one of them passed away and it was...
Miskel and Mebert.
I don't know. I don't know who it is now. That's sort of like...
That's awesome.
That is...
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Yeah, I don't know why that's doing that. But anyways...
It is just because you're special. You're special. You hear...
Whoopsie.
Please do not call us during...
Yeah, don't call us during the show. What are you doing?
You need to put your phone on vibrate.
Yeah, I could have, but...
Y'all heard that on Facebook, I'm sure.
It's funny.
I don't know.
Oh, it's going to be loud on Facebook because the speaker's right there.
Yeah, true. I mean, I don't know, though. I have it. I'm on the live right now, and I have it turned down, so I can't tell you.
I thought I turned it down, but I guess I didn't. Good job.
Yay.
Awesome.
Who heard it?
So we also got to talk about the game show ideas.
Yes, game show.
So... Go ahead.
We've been tasked with putting on some game shows. And you know what? We accepted.
We did.
And we are excited to do some game shows.
Yeah, we're going to do some game shows. Hopefully win some prizes. You guys can win some prizes if you're listening.
Let's see if you got this far.
What prize is this? A bottle of whiskey? No. No, it's not.
You guys are going to give us some scratch tickets.
Yeah, totally. We're going to give you some scratch tickets. Are you scratched?
Yeah.
We didn't win here.
Yeah. We left a little bit on there for you to scratch off.
Yeah, we want to
just for fun.
We want to do some shows. What was one with Wheel of Misfortune or something like that?
Yeah, it was something like that.
Hollywood.
I was thinking too, which sounded kind of good, is the roulette. So, we play a couple few seconds of a song and you got to call in and guess the song.
Oh, the name that tune thing.
Name that tune. Yeah. Name that tune. It's only going to be like 10 seconds or, you know, like a very short clip, but you got to call in and name the song and the artist.
Yep.
And you can't Google it because that's cheating.
Yeah, you Google
it. I'm going to know if you Google.
We're going to come over there.
I can see you.
And we're going to give you a scratched ticket.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune or Misfortune.
Wheel of Misfortune.
And you know, a number of other things. But if you have any ideas, the listeners out there in Radio Land, you have any ideas, please, please send them our way. You can email us at CNBNICOT at what? Gmail? Gmail.com or you can send us a message right on Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea.
Yeah, I mean, I am on Facebook Live. You see us on Facebook Live, just say something and Billy can read it. But because my phone's way over there. So, I'm not going to be able to read that.
And again, you know, if you have any ideas between now and the time we're ready to start doing these game shows, send them our way. Again, you can send it to the email that I just shared, cnbnicot@gmail.com.
That's
or
a Y. NYCOT.
That's right. NYCOT@gmail.com. Or send us a message right on Facebook at Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. It's under podcast, I think.
Yeah, it's under podcast.
Yeah. So feel free. We want your ideas. We're going to use them.
Yeah, we're going to use them, even though you didn't send us none of your bad holiday
stories. I know.
You're all fired.
Hey, it's all good, because we had a couple.
We did. We had some good ones. All right. Well, I guess it's time for a break.
Time for PSA from...
Support for WTBR comes from Tim's Lawn Care. It's almost time for fall cleanups. Tim's Lawn Care also could take care of your landscaping and fall lawn care needs. Also, ask about commercial and residential snow plowing for the winter. Tim's Lawn Care, 413-281-4222, and online at timslawncarelandscaping.com.
And UCP of Western Mass. Turn passion into purpose when you apply at UCP of Western Mass. Now offering full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. It's more than just a job, it's our identity. Apply today at ucpwma.org/jobs.
All right, we're back. Hey, that was quick. We're good.
That was quicker than our intro.
Yeah, our intros are always too long. Or, you know, Greg and Tanya always want to talk and just yap and talk about us. So,
hey, when are we going to get Chantel on here?
Oh, good Lord.
She wants to so badly, I know it.
Well, from what I've heard is she's sent us an email stating that she wants to be a part of the movie review.
Oh.
That's going to be awkward.
I don't know. That might be funny.
You hear it now. Oh, my God. I love this movie. It's really cool. My name's Chantel. And then, like, you know, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear any of that.
I do.
All right. Does anyone else?
I
probably
definitely
not.
Do. Because that's funny.
Wait, here's another clip of her. Hang on, let me push a button. Like, I want to hear it. This is really cool. I love this. Love the movie. Like, he was, like, doing these things. My name's Chantel. And then, like, it was, you know, he was making, like, he took a big butcher knife and he stabbed a guy in his forehead. And it was really cool. My name's Chantel. And then, like, okay, I'm done. I can't. I can't, dude. There's no... How is that going to be fun? That's going to be terrifying.
She's great. Come on. You'll never forget her name.
My name's Chantel.
No.
Guess what her name is?
Chantel.
How did you guess?
I don't know. Like 35 different names. 35 words of the same name. I can't do it. I can't.
It's awesome.
She's so nice.
My name's Chantel.
That would be like me going, yeah, welcome to Pittsfield Radio. My name's Chuck, and we're going to talk about stuff. My name's Chuck, and then we're going to do, yeah, no, dude, no.
It's just a part of who she is.
Yeah, I know, but stop.
It could be worse if you get Brittany and Tiffany or whatever.
No. And like Brad and Chad.
Yeah.
Like, my name's Brad. And
I'm Chad.
And we're like, we have cool sweaters and they're wrapped up and they're not and they're tied.
My favorite thing to do is like surf, but like lately there hasn't been a really good place to go.
Yeah, because like we're not going to go to that terrible beach, you know what I'm talking about?
The one without any waves?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Totally, brah.
I don't even watch movies, so, like, I couldn't even, like, review them anyway because I'm too busy surfing.
Yeah, and I'm, like, too busy tanning.
High five, man.
Up top, dude. All right.
Yeah.
Totally. Tubular.
Tubular. I was totally thinking that, too.
It's so cool.
We gotta find the girls.
Tiffany, I'm Brittany, where are you?
Are they shopping again on Rodeo?
Are they shopping on Rodeo Drive?
Rodeo? No, probably not.
No. All right, I can't. Anyways.
Yeah, that's not gonna...
Stop it.
So I think we're just going to do the reviews in our own way.
I mean, I don't care if Chantel does one, but she can't say her name 30 times because no one's going to know.
That's never going to happen.
I know. It's got to be a trigger.
It's got to be. It might be like a nervous thing. Like
yeah,
a nervous twitch.
Chantel. No.
She probably thinks that she's in with like a really big celebrity type guys.
Yeah,
we're definitely not.
We're not. We're definitely not celebrities.
Definitely not.
We used to be.
Yeah.
We used to could be.
We used to could be. We used to could be. We were in a few.
I mean,
few 76 countries or so.
Yeah, we were number one on the podcast thing
in
that
the
we
podcast
were on.
Era.
We were top notch, man, and we were like,
I know,
and everybody loved
it. But guess what? We're on the radio. That's
yeah, now
better.
We're on FM.
We're on the radio. Oh my goodness. We're on WTBR.
WTBR FM. Pittsburgh Radio.
And WSBR.
And WSBOE.
In Lee.
Charlie.
Wait, what is it?
88.1. 88.1 Lee. WTBR FM. Pittsburgh. 59.7. Wait, what? Can you see people going, slow down? Take your meds.
That's right.
Yeah, so if you guys don't know, there's a new station now. Well, it's being built, I guess, from what I've read. 88.1 WSBR is in Lee now, so everyone can listen to us in Stockbridge and, you know, I think Great Barrington, I'm not positive.
South
Lee,
County.
Lenox, yeah.
South County.
So you guys can listen to us out there. I hope you guys enjoy it.
That's okay. That's okay. Because it could be streamed, and it's also on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah. We're also on YouTube. We can be streamed live.
That's right.
Maybe.
If you go to WTBRFM.com,
yep.
There's a live stream right there on the very first page, and you just click on it. You can listen to the radio there.
You can go, hey.
For any of the shows, really.
I know these guys.
Anytime you want to listen to WTBR 89.7, you can go to WTBR.
Okay, stop calling me.
FM.com. What is happening?
I don't know. Does everybody happening? Not know it's Wednesday? Just hit cancel. There you go. Stop calling. Anyways.
I don't even know who it was.
I think it was my wife.
It was my face.
I think it was my wife.
I came up really close. I was like,
you're like, ta-da, I'm here.
See my face. I'm not.
You should have went up there and went, People are like, whoa.
Did I have any coconuts? Did I have any coconuts up there?
Coconuts?
In my nose?
I didn't see any.
I don't know. I know. Coconuts.
Got them out, guys.
No. Not a fun thing to be looking at, I think.
Coconuts?
Inside someone's nose.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on.
Dude, coconuts. Yeah, that's hairy. Those are nice. I like your hairy nostrils. You're like,
did y'all see that in Facebook land? I hope so.
Did y'all see it? Did you guys like that?
Yeah.
Ta-da. I'm going to do it before I leave. I'm just going to go up there and stick my nose right up in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you should.
Like, and I'm like, I see a booger.
You got a little boogie. You got a little boogie up there.
Not green. Moving.
What is that?
You're like, whoops. Let me get that off of there. It's all smudge. You can't even see my face.
There goes the camera lens. So,
where's the Windex when you need it?
So, yeah. So that's what's happening here at WTBR is they're merging with WSBR.
WTBR.
That's right. Again, you know, we have to do that for our
our favorite radio hosts.
Yeah.
Which hopefully you're listening. He's probably like, who are these idiots?
That would be really funny.
He'd be like, who are these idiots? We gotta get them on the show.
It'd be really funny if it got forwarded right to, like, I don't know, right to his wherever. I don't know. So we could see it, would be hilarious.
That'd be great where they're like, he's like, are they mocking me?
No.
No, man.
No, come on, it's funny.
We love you.
Just as long as we don't have some weird person in here sitting on a...
Like Chantel?
Yeah. Sitting on a speaker while we turn the bass all the way up and the treble all the way down.
What stinks is I had an idea of something when I was in the car, and now I can't remember it.
Oh, that's man. Age.
Yeah, it's called Alzheimer's and dementia.
That's age. Yeah. Yeah. Over there drooling, trying to figure out what you were thinking
like
about.
That,
just
what
now.
Was that thing in the, oh, what was the name? The Horton Hears a Who?
Yeah.
Remember that thing that was like, it just backed up. Yeah. Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, when I walk into a room and I forget why I went in there.
Yeah, you're like,
that. Okay, listen, kids. That really does happen when you get older.
Yeah, what is going on?
You got to believe your elders when we tell you that is going to happen to you one day, and you're going to think back and say, "Holy crap, I was sold. Somebody told me that."
It's going to be it's going to be funny when you're like "Oh no, I got I got to get those chips." And right when you walk through the door and shut it, it's like you went into a different dimension, and you're like, "What did I come in here for?"
Like chips never existed.
Yeah, you're like, "Why is it?"
But you can bet your bottom dollar that you will remember the lyrics to every 90s song that you ever heard or 80s song that you ever heard, but you can't remember the reason.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Why did I do
somebody?
That?
Because we were singing that on New Year's.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were.
Guess
there.
Who's back?
All right.
It was like one of the go-to karaoke songs anyways at most karaoke nights. Is there's always a Backstreet Boys song.
We were singing, what was the other one we were singing?
We were singing a ton of crap.
I want to be like woman. Oh, Shania Twain?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we were singing that.
Man, I feel like a woman. Yeah, I posted the video of that. That was
yeah,
hilarious.
I remember. I was laughing so hard.
Dude, my cheeks hurt so much during New Year's Eve from laughing. I don't think it's happened to me in a long time. My cheeks hurt. My stomach was hurting. I was like, holy crap, this is hilarious. We gotta have another night like that, but without having it be like.
Well, we want to do a family night, like on a Saturday, and just type games and just play.
Yeah, that could be cool.
It would be super,
super cool.
Like it'd be so cool. Like if you guys would like play these games, I'm like, my name's Chantel, and then like, and then like when you guys are like, you know, you're doing something funny, and then like, my name's Chantel, and like, shut up, stop
Listen.
Talking. Anyways,
listen. Actually, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, we want to do that.
We could do like a card game or some kind of fun game or whatever. We can make it live.
Yeah, it would be great. We should do a podcast while we're doing the games.
We could do it live, depending on the game. You know, you could do TikTok, but you know, until it gets banned.
Yeah, and like, then, you guys are done. We remember you.
Yeah, or no, you know, you or don't. Until TikTok is gone or whatever.
True.
If that happens.
Thanks, Elon Musk.
Yeah,
anyway,
no, it's not him.
I'm just kidding.
It's everyone.
Yeah, stop being a crybaby. It's just a little app.
It's it actually people make money on there, you know.
I know. I wish I could make
they
money
make a
on
living
there.
On there. They buy their groceries with making money on that app. So it's like taking away
and
if
their
it does
cars.
Get banned, it's like taking away their income. That's nuts.
It's like ta-da, gone.
Yeah. That's nuts. Please, you know, like we'll see what happens. We'll see.
We'll try. We'll try to keep TikTok on for all you.
Yeah. Yeah.
People.
That's a big responsibility. Not claiming that.
I'm not either. I was lying. We're not going to try and keep
I'm
it
not
on.
Claiming that.
That's somebody else's job. That's not ours.
I can't help you there.
We're not helping you with that.
I'm sorry.
So they're probably like, oh, these guys are going to, oh.
I'll hope and pray for you.
These guys are like, they're going to help. All right, forget it.
I'll hope and pray for you.
Yeah, we'll pray.
That's about the best I can
do.
Here,
hang on. Amen.
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 I mean, I have TikTok too, but like, it isn't, I don't rely on it, so.
See,
but there are people that do.
You know what stinks?
Farts.
Prep. What stinks is I really want to do what we used to do on our show, Sexy Talk.
Oh my God, that was funny.
Where we just talk about like, I mean, it's nothing bad. It's nothing bad. Relax.
Yeah, it's not like, it's PG-13, I think.
Yeah, we just say, we talk like, oh, hey, you know, but we say like products and it's hilarious.
Yeah, like everyday products.
Like, or say something like, start your car, you know, something like
just something normal,
just something funny.
But
it doesn't matter.
We just turn it into something funny. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I want to do that. We should be able to do that. We should try that.
We should try it.
We should just be like, I can't.
Peach rings.
Yeah, that died. I died on that.
That was funny. That was funny.
M&M's.
Yeah.
We can do it.
Doritos.
We could just do like a really quick, like a little intro that goes, Chuck and Billy's Sexy Talk is brought to you by Peach Rings.
Haribo. Yeah, I don't know.
It's brought to you by hot chocolate.
Swiss Miss. It's brought to you by Swiss Miss with marshmallows.
Chuck and Billy's Sexy Talk is brought to you by sewage cleaner.
Scott's toilet paper.
It's the wheeze.
Oh my god. Yeah.
It's the wheeze for me.
The wheeze. Okay. But oh man, it's almost time to go.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I know. We got 7 seconds.
We got seven.
Shh. You've got 7 seconds.
One second. That's done. Right, we gotta go. Love you guys. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
And gents, it's Chuck on the mic. A wild card, crazy like a disco night. Hair like a tornado, shirt button wrong. Always late, but never misses a song. And here's Billy the man with no plan. Spills his coffee more times than I can stand. Glasses thicker than his mama's stew. Cracks jokes so stale, they feel brand new. Chuck and Billy, they're quite the spree. Laugh so hard, you might just pee. Your cup of tea, we swear, but you'll tune in cause you just don't care. Yeah, ladies and gents, it's Chuck on the mic. A wild card, crazy like a disco night. Hair like a tornado, shirt button wrong. Always late, but never misses a song. Here's Billy the man. And here's Billy the man. Here's Billy the man with no plan. Spills his coffee more times than I can stand. Glasses thicker than his mama's stew. Cracks jokes so stale they feel brand new. Chuck and Billy, they're quite the spree. Laugh so hard you might just pee. It's not your cup of tea, we swear, but you'll tune in cause you just don't care.